building this work that God had given there. However, very difficult time, of course, and yellow fever swept through Baltimore, that side of Baltimore, right after that. And sadly, Mr. Healy wrote in a letter later that half of the church, including every male member except for himself, died in that yellow fever outbreak, which is a sad time. And it's really almost unbearable, this devastation. Pastor Healy, or Mr. Healy, persisted in this building program they were in. Three other churches from the area sent some men to help them. And actually, one of the men they sent, Daniel Dodge, became a very well-known preacher as Mr. Healy discipled him and really trained him in the very small seminary there in their church. And so anyway, they continued through this devastation to knock on doors and build the church. And they felt that they had never done this, but they felt that they should ordain the man of God. And so they ordained Mr. Healy to be their pastor. And then the church became known as the Second Baptist Church of Baltimore. And again, we had this man, Daniel Dodge, that had come to help, and now he stayed. And Pastor Healy, of course, is mentoring him and training him. And Mr. Dodge became licensed to preach. He eventually would pastor the Second Baptist Church of Philadelphia and become a very influential pastor. He actually, on May 18th, 1814, formed the Baptist General Convention for foreign missions there in Philadelphia, which became a huge outreach ministry of missionaries in that time. And so God had blessed with that one disciple. But Pastor Healy pastored actually for 54 years. The Lord called him home on June 17th, 1848. He expressed one regret, and this is interesting because we hear our preacher talk about this quite a bit, but he expressed one regret later in life that before he left England, he had learned the trade of a silk dyer, and as he came to the United States, he was able to hold that job and really support the church, support himself. The church was able to give him some salary, but as a result, the church, he thought, never was taught a proper understanding of financial obligations. And we hear preacher talk about this quite a bit to young churches, to new pastors, that he feels the pastor should not work and just work, just pastor the church. And it was interesting here that not only for God's work and reaching the lost and having a full-time time to go out and evangelize, but also this interesting note that the church itself was never taught the proper understanding of its financial obligations to its own pastor because he was able to work. And this dear man of God surely illustrated the text, it's more blessed to give than receive, but he failed to train his people in Christian stewardship. And Pastor Healy went to be with the Lord, as I said, in 1848. And, just a kind of a not an exciting lesson this morning, but just a look into what these early churches, and this was after the country was formed. There, of course, there was full religious freedom for the most part in these early years, but the devastation, the disease, and we just get a feel for the time that these folks lived in. And I want to thank the Lord for these ministries that persevered in this time and how the Lord used them.